Hector had seen that weaponry undone, and now he shouted to Trojans and Lycians, "Trojans, Lycians, Dardani, all soldiers, friends, be men, take a fresh grip on courage here by the decked ships. I have just seen how Zeus crippled their champion's archery. Easy to see how men get strength from Zeus, on the one hand when he gives them glory, on the other when he saps their enemies. Taking the heart out of the Argives now, he reinforces us. Fight for the ships as one man, all of you, and if one finds his death, his end, in some spear thrust or cast, then that is that, and no ignoble death for a man defending his own land. He wins a peaceful hearth for wife and children later, his home and patrimony kept entire, if only the Achaeans sail for home." He put fresh heart in every man by this. But from the opposing line Ajax called out to his companions, "Argives, where is your pride? Isn't it clear enough? Either we perish, or else fight off this peril and are saved. If Hector burns our ships, will you get home on foot, do you think? Maybe you cannot hear him calling his whole army on, already mad to fire the ships. No invitation to dance, that shouting, but to a fight. No plan, no cleverness can serve us now but this, to close with them and fight with all we have. Better to win life, or to lose it fighting now, once and for all, than to be bled to death by slow degrees in grinding war against these ships by lesser men than we." This aroused and stiffened them. Then Hector slaughtered Schedius, son of Perimedes, chief of Phocians. But Ajax slaughtered Laodamas, a captain of infantry, Antenor's brilliant son. And Polydamas killed the Cyllenian Otus, comrade-in-arms of Meges, and a captain of Epeans. Seeing this, Meges rushed, but Polydamas dodged aside, and the spear-thrust missed. Apollo would not allow the son of Panthous to perish in that melee. Meges wounded Crismus instead, full in the chest, and down he tumbled, thudding. Meges stripped his gear. Against him then came Dolops, a good spearman, skilled in warfare, valorous, fathered by Lampus, best of men, a son of Laomedon. Dolops at close quarters broke through the center of Meges' shield, but his close-woven battle-jacket saved him, one that he wore all fitted with bronze plates, a cuirass Phyleus his father brought out of Ephyra from the Salius River.